Hi, this is Deborah. Leap and the net will appear. Ah, such a beautiful notion. Such a provocative visual, right? Such an inspiring proposition. And it is true. Every time I've leapt, and I do it quite often, I've found a soft landing. In fact, I've had this experience so many times that I've come to trust it. I can get so excited about it, in fact, that I tend to want to encourage anyone and everyone who will listen to take their leap as well. But what I sometimes forget when I'm recounting those glorious affirmations of faith is that there is a space between the leap and the net. There's a bit of geography between the leap from the ledge and the soft, comfortable landing. And it is pure free fall. Exhilarating, sure. Bursting with potential, absolutely. But even I have to admit, there's a whole lot of fear and doubt packed in there, too. It's that, oh my God, what was I thinking place where we begin to seriously question our ability to make sound decisions. There are so many leaps that we would never take, not in a million years, if we knew, really knew, what was ahead. Take marriage, for example. Before you say, I do, people are always telling you how much work marriage is. But when you're young and in love and you have no idea what that means. So you hear the warnings, but you think, I'll do the work, whatever it is, because I love him. Well, what you don't yet know is that the times you'll be called to actually do the work will be the times when you absolutely do not love him. In fact, the work will be to remember why you ever loved him in the first place and to do your best to move back into that love as a space from which to do the healing work, right? Or parenting. If we had any idea how painful childbirth was going to be, no way would we ever get pregnant. And if our brains were capable of holding on to the actual memory of that pain, no way would we do it again. If we had the slightest comprehension of how taxing it would be on us, emotionally and physically, to go without sleep for days and weeks on end, no way would we have babies. And if we had any idea how excruciating would be the pain that accompanies the joy of watching those young people walk away from us, we would never endure the endless hours and days and years of teaching and protecting and feeding and caring for those precious little people. Am I right? Yeah, and what about that oh so lovely feeling of conscious incompetence that accompanies the learning curve of that fabulous new job? Or going back to school to find yourself surrounded by all those fresh-faced students who seem to have been born knowing everything you don't know, including their way around campus. Or what about that bold move to the big city or the new country? Yeah, so why do we do it? Why in the world do we leap? And how is it that we're able to forget how daunting the free fall is? Is it just the bliss of foolish ignorance or memory lapse that keeps us leaping into the unknown? Or is it something much deeper and wiser, the creative impulse of life itself, driving us to stretch and reach and risk into more of who we really are? Perhaps it's the calling of our hearts, keeping us from playing too small or settling for less than the life we were born to live. If you've recently taken a leap of faith and, like me, are finding yourself in the stomach-flopping free fall of, oh my God, what was I thinking? Perhaps it'll be helpful for both of us to remember that there really is a net and that we really will land safely in it. And if we can find our breath, even for just 1 minute, let's try to take a good long look around. Let's try to take it all in for a moment, just the way it is. And notice that these right here are the moments that add up to a life well lived. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are tired of playing small and are ready to uncover the unique gift they really came here to share. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net. or you can email me at Deborah@deborahbaron.net. I'd love to hear from you.